Jane and Dallas on demand.
Good morning. So I am just beside myself. I don't know what to do. My sister is getting married next weekend, right? She's so excited. This is her dream come true, the whole nine yards. We have people coming in from all over the country. It's this huge wedding. And this weekend, I got this drunken text from my sister's fiance, and he's like, I know I'm about to get married, but, you know, I can't not tell you this. I would never forgive myself for not telling you, but you're the sister I really love and should have married, and I love you and all this stuff. And he just went on and on, and I was like, stop it. Like, what are you doing? Like, shut up. I don't want to hear this, right? So I totally tried to shut him down, but he went on and on and on and on. I know he must have been drunk. He had to have been drunk, you know. And the next day he like calls and he's like, or texts rather, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm really sorry. I don't know what I was saying. I was totally drunk, blah, blah, blah. You know, please don't tell your sister, blah, blah, blah. So now I don't know what to do. Like, do I tell my sister and completely crush her and destroy this whole thing and ruin the wedding and the whole nine yards? Or do I just ignore it and not say anything and pray to God that he doesn't ever do anything like inappropriate? Or I don't know. I'm afraid it's going to come back to haunt me. It's like, you know, those things like, do you tell the truth or do you keep the lie? Because the lie is going to hurt, you know, not hurt someone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to do.
Does he make a really good income?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with
him? I think she should extort. Oh. I think she has got him right where she wants him.
You know
him.
What? Stop. Well, just stop.
No.
Okay, here's a question. Do you live close to them? Are you guys in the same town?
Yes, we are.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
He's about to marry your sister out of the equation. Do you or would you, if you were single and he was single, would you find him attractive?
I would.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your current relationship status?
Well, I've been dating someone just for a couple of weeks, and it's brand new, and, you know, I'm not totally into him. It's not like I would steal him from her. I would never, ever
do that.
You wouldn't? Yeah. No,
You need to sit him down and have a chat with him face-to-face and say, listen, if you're going to hurt my sister in the long run, we need to go ahead and tell her what you did. I'm telling you, this is a bad situation that's going to unravel.
I'm afraid of that. You know, it's like, I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't.
Yeah, because when you try to tell somebody about something that they're laying down with, they never believe you. And then usually it causes a problem between the two family members. It's just bad all the way around. Shame on him.
And after you have that meeting, make sure he's got the Uber app on his phone. Have him sign the deed to his vehicle over to you and make him Uber home, because that's now your car.
Oh, stop. I mean, it just reminds me of that movie Love Actually or something, and the friend is in love with the girl, and at the end he like comes to the door with the pictures and the words saying, I'll always love you, whatever, and she doesn't say anything to her husband, who is his best friend. But I'm like, it's one of those things, like, I'm lying to her if I don't say something, but if I do, I could destroy everything and it could be nothing. Like, maybe he was just really drunk. I don't know.
I don't know, man. When you're that hammered, a lot of truth comes out in those instances.
Yeah, you need to have a one-on-one meeting with him.
And test drive that car before you extort it.
No.
Will you please call us back and let us know what you did and if the wedding actually happened? Could you do that for us?
Yes, of course, but I just... so torn. I don't know what to do.
You can make this decision. I like Dallas's advice. Mine's illegal and the FBI gets involved.
It's our morning show. Any time of the day when you want to hear it. Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.